The Human Torch was denied a bank loan.
Let's get ready to suck it!
7 eyes on us already.
Such beautiful support people.
It's the Time Spent Poorly show with your hosts, Derek.
Yo.
I'm Eduardo. Old Hud's on the couch there next to Brother Ron. We are here Brother today Ron. To talk about a variety of topics.
What, like an Irish monk?
It's like a Brother Seamus.
Brother Ron. What's up, Brother Ron?
As little as possible.
How you doing?
Fantastic.
It's been a little while since you've been on.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me back.
How have you been? Yeah, good. I think we're pretty dialed in today, so maybe we won't have a disjointed as... It wasn't bad, but it was a little more disjointed than normal.
That it was actually. Garbage. It was trash.
I think we were all just a little more comfortable than we used to be in.
What's that?
I think we were all just a little more comfortable than we were used to be in.
Yeah, it was overconfidence and...
It was just like, oh...
As soon as I took my dick out.
Big dick energy. Yeah, see? Great minds.
Very nice.
Great minds think about dicks.
Yes.
Apparently.
Yes, we do.
So we got a lot of stuff on the agenda today.
We do.
That's good.
Any new news from anybody? We haven't been back here in a couple weeks.
Tell me the new new.
No, my life is incredibly dull.
No, nothing earth-shattering.
I went to my grandfather's funeral. That was the...
Condolences.
Nice. It was nice to get to see family and stuff that I don't really see very often.
Where was that at?
Hamilton, Montana.
Which is
about 40 miles from Missoula.
Okay.
So really not that far out of town.
No.
You can get there and
about
do
an hour.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I'm planning a trip to the coast with my kids, but we don't have a date for that.
Hell Omega is back on the books. It got postponed with Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy. We bought tickets that we were supposed to go to see this July and on the 17th. They pushed it all the way to next July, so on the 14th.
Wow.
So we're planning, we're going to try and do a, like a, just a solo mom and dad vacation.
Hell yeah.
Because
those are vital, man.
It's our 18th anniversary on the 12th of July next year.
Wow, shit. Man, congratulations.
So,
wow.
That's a milestone.
Yeah.
Like, really? That's twice the national average. Shit.
Hey, we already have a comment.
Oh.
That's our comment.
Let's check it out.
I'm surprised I made it past the national.
Oh, it's our sister. Hi, Amy. We love you.
What's up, sweetheart?
You're amazing.
Oh,
thank you.
That's sweet.
So,
she's got a little peanut cooking. We'll be uncles again.
Yeah, she does. Oh, we're going to be uncles again.
Thankfully, it's not one of us adding one to the brood.
Oh, we could call you Uncle Ron. We could also call you Dad Ron.
I actually
get called Uncle Ron quite regularly.
Father Ron?
Father Ron. They haven't called him that since he was a priest.
Could we do Ronald?
I would be totally all right with that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I have no qualms.
Trying to figure out.
I like Brother Ron, personally.
I do like Brother Ron.
It's like he's a part of the... it's like he's a Scientologist.
That was low, even for you.
Powerful group, those Scientologists.
That's a compliment.
And I love you all, and I mean nothing bad that I say about you. Please don't send the people in the white jackets to my house.
Oh, I think they're nuts.
They are nuts. Their religion's stupid, and they're stupid.
Read an interview from...
If they make Leah Remini look intelligent, then...
Yeah.
You know who makes her look unintelligent? Her fucking plastic surgeon. Stop it.
Well, in her mouth. She needs to just move on.
Yeah, it's not worth fighting him. I don't think.
Problem with someone going clear,
Warren? I don't think they're going to be a long term.
They're not going to. Yeah,
I don't think
it's not Christianity.
Like once the internet kicked in, I think too many people found out there was too many weird things going on behind the.
It'll die with Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
it's a haven for people with money is all it really is. If you want to have a shitload of money and do some nefarious shit and get away scot-free, Scientology is for you.
I think I might be into it.
Put that on a fucking pamphlet, man.
I know. They get the same people.
That's the selling point.
They'd get the same folks.
Yeah. Isn't Will Smith running around with those people?
Always has been, yeah.
I thought so, yeah.
They took their...
Him and his cheating whore wife.
She cheated on him.
Yeah. It's
That's topical.
You know, I saw a meme the other day.
Did she? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then she did a whole show with him and, like, outed herself, but
she was banging one of her son's friends.
I've seen tons of memes about it, but I haven't actually seen the interview itself.
I saw parts of it. Okay. He was playful with her, but it was like she was kind of skirting the issue. She'd like make up different ways of saying that she fucked around. She's like, then I got into it. And he's like, into what? Or what, you know, she's just like...
Well, I wasn't into, he was into
me. Then he got into it. Yeah.
Or whatever,
Are they calling it quits then? Is that a
No, thing? They're staying together.
Yeah, he's going to ride that train for some reason.
Well, prenups are a bitch.
Yeah, man.
So...
That's very true.
It's not like old Jada's had the most illustrious career.
Dude, she was in the Matrix sequels, thank you.
Yeah,
she was.
I haven't seen
And how old are the Matrix sequels?
She was in Collateral with Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx.
Was she in that?
I love that movie.
It's a great movie. I forgot she was in that.
Yeah, she's the last on the list, and Max saves her. Fantastic.
I'll be damned.
I don't know that I've ever seen that movie, to be honest.
Really? It's a good show.
It's a Michael Mann. I don't think I've ever disliked a Michael Mann movie.
I'll have to check that out. I don't know that I've seen that.
He did the original cut of Manhunter. It was called Manhunter, but it was Red Dragon.
Right.
And... Brian Cox played.
He's the best.
That was such a good take on it.
Yeah, Brian Cox is the absolute best McDonald's voiceover guy.
Nobody can see my epic.
I don't think I've seen his McDonald's voiceover work.
They're pretty good. They're pretty sly because it's Brian Cox. But he's like, ba da ba ba ba. You're like, you're creepy.
Ba da ba ba. Yeah.
Still.
Ba da ba ba ba.
I had something that happened. Well, I mean, it wasn't to me, but it happened. The Seattle Kraken. That's a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is it a hockey team?
Yeah.
Hockey.
I got merch on the way.
Do you?
Oh, damn. Nice.
Yep. I'm bandwagoning that team because I don't have, like, I've never had a hockey team.
I've already made an argument for that. If you listen to the Good Show sports program on TSPN, that's a show. It happens on Saturdays.
And we are at, let's see, 25 minutes before Derek mentions the other shows. If you had the under, sorry.
We also talk about the over-under on the sports program, which is on Saturdays.
And is that on this network as
well?
It
is very much on this network.
Okay.
We talked about the Seattle Kraken on that show.
Because it's the only sports-related thing to fucking happen.
No, everything's back.
Did you hear about the baseball guy that wouldn't kneel for the Black Lives Matter stuff? He pissed some people off.
Yeah, whenever I see that stuff, I scroll.
It's an argument I don't want to get into.
But on the Seattle Kraken thing, what we decided on the show is that anybody who becomes a fan of the Seattle Kraken is not a bandwagoner, and we welcome you aboard. Welcome aboard to the NHL. Please watch the sport. It's a fantastic sport. It's arguably one of the best of the pro sports.
Playoff hockey.
Yeah, what are you
riveting?
It's never had its time in the sun, though.
Why have sports left Seattle? Like, Supersonics left.
Because it's depressing.
Seattle won't build them new stuff.
Hmm.
They're too busy burning down City Hall.
They still use the old event center that the Sonics used.
Yeah.
And that's why the Sonics left, because they wouldn't build them a new thing.
Yep.
And then hockey was never there.
Well, hockey was the Metropolitans way back when.
Well, yeah.
Long time ago, but that doesn't count.
No. It wasn't the NHL. But here's the thing. Welcome aboard. We welcome you open-armed.
Well,
you can be a lifelong fan since yesterday, or since last week.
If I'm going to root for... do they even have a roster yet? Like, is there...
No, not yet.
I was going to say, is there a guy that I need to be like, fuck yeah, he's my guy?
No, not yet. Here's the thing. There was a bunch of people who jumped in as...
I like
their
logo.
Who jumped in as... Vegas fans. You know, the Vegas Golden Knights.
That's the
new team.
Yeah.
The Vegas Golden Showers.
And I had a few friends that were like, hey, man, I think I'm going to start watching hockey. I think I'm going to start watching the Golden Knights. And I'm like, go for it, man. Take a team. That's not the logo. That's
I know. It was one of the... But I kind of liked... Well, that was one of the ones they were... They were bandying about a whole bunch a long time ago.
I like the concept of the Kraken.
The anchor with the space needle on it. I like them.
Yeah. I'm also really glad they went with Mariners color and not like the highlighter green like the Seahawks.
Damn.
This one's not bad.
I was going to order Alex a jersey because he likes both highlighter green and Krakens, but they fucked that up.
I'm glad they didn't do that. So here's the thing. Welcome aboard. I also am really excited because that means I get to go watch my team closer, which is fantastic.
No, I believe it's been a couple years ago now, but I watched God, I want to say it was the Rangers and the Kings in the playoffs. And the game went to like double overtime or something like that. Man, playoff hockey is intense.
Yeah, it's
and
great.
Really, really fun to watch.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot more engaging than most of the sports you see on TV. I don't like watching the NBA, but I will watch playoff NBA all day, every day. When the games really start to matter like that and the guys are really putting out the effort, professional basketball is fun to watch.
I've been watching the bubble, the NBA bubble.
Yeah.
Games don't matter yet until the 31st. That's a good shirt.
I got that shirt coming.
Oh, it's a great shirt.
That's nice, yeah.
Jersey's not bad.
I'm excited for you. So, no, you don't have to call. I guess my whole point of that, though.
Yeah, the jersey I didn't think was terrible.
You don't even have to call it that.
Okay.
It's just now you like a team because you have one. They've provided you. You asked, and the gods provided you a team. I think one of the gods might be Russell Wilson. I think his financial group is one of the ones that was behind this.
I really like Russell Wilson.
I do. I do too. I don't like his team, but I like him.
I like parts of the team.
I don't like the. I don't. We'll never be a Seahawks guy.
I'm not a Seahawks guy, but when they were getting to the Super Bowl and such, when the Legion of Boom was at its strongest, I liked watching them because I'm a Steelers fan and large.
Yeah.
But I like big, nasty defenses that hit Steelers. Hard. That's what I root
Steelers.
For.
Steelers.
And the Legion of Boom was fucking fierce.
That's like why genuinely. I was a Ravens fan for so long.
The Ravens. I like that.
Watching Bobby Wagner and Cam Chancellor and those guys fly around the field destroying people was great.
Here's a nice thing. If you go to a Kraken game and they're hosting the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim, I might have to go check that out with you.
Yeah, we can do that.
Go watch a Ducks game.
That'd be sweet.
I was telling you earlier, I have never been to Seattle aside from the airport.
Really?
I'm 40 years old. I've never gone over to Seattle to do any recreational thing.
Interesting.
Like that. Aside from the airport, I've never been. So this will actually be the thing that gets me to Seattle.
The very first trip to a hockey game I ever went to was in Seattle.
We were
Sounders. We're trying to get my son over to a soccer game too. But
we were up there just last year.
Actually, the Sounders are a great example. I don't watch soccer, but if I was going to start watching soccer right now, I would choose the Sounders as my team because
they're fun to watch.
Yeah, and I would choose them as my team because I don't know anything enough about the sport, and I'd want to root for somebody. So I would root for the Sounders, and I don't even know the mascots for the other teams. The Sounders.
They're like the only professional soccer team I know of.
Right. It's a hound. It's a hound dog.
I don't even know what the league is called, actually.
I don't know.
Is it Major League Soccer?
I think the LA...
It is MLS.
It's Major League
Soccer. Is it the LA Galaxy?
There is the LA Galaxy. I did know that, too.
Okay.
I don't know anybody else.
I don't like soccer. I don't like watching soccer. I don't like playing soccer. And I get that, like, it's the most popular sport in the world, but those people are all fucking stupid. And the reason that people like soccer all over the world is because you can play it anywhere.
Right.
You need a ball and four rocks to make
it. I like watching my kid play soccer.
They look like they're being tortured.
Matthew hated playing baseball as a kid, and the first time that he even stepped out to practice for soccer, it was like a night and day difference. Like, he really enjoys playing it.
Biggest problem with baseball is it's too populated with asshole coaches, and
that's exactly why he quit playing.
Yep.
And it's super terrible. Technical. Like, when you're young, you can just kind of play it, but there's so much that goes into just swinging the bat, like mechanically.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be in the upper echelon to go anywhere.
The thing that sucks about baseball is even the people who are the absolute best at it still only get a hit a third of the time.
Yeah.
If somebody has a 333 average, that's a rock star.
Yeah, exactly.
You only have to be good at your job a third of the time, and you're a good baseball player.
Yeah, yeah, it's like being a weatherman.
Great.
Dude, if the Mariners picked up somebody who had a 333, like a 333 batting average, I would be like, fuck yes.
Yeah, game on, man.
Let's do this.
Yeah, seriously.
That sounds so bad on paper, though, right? It sounds... If somebody had a 500 batting average, they'd be a god.
If you were a car salesman one out of every three cars that you tried to sell, you'd get fired.
Right? Yeah.
Like, straight up.
If God was incarnated on Earth and became a baseball player, he would not have a 500 batting average. That's how hard that sport is.
Can God create a rock so heavy that God can't lift it? Well.
Has God tried professional baseball?
The feat that crosses that line is hitting a fucking pitch.
Right. It's crazy. And, you know, I watched a few things a few years ago where they talked about how baseball should be should be a physical impossibility for humans to play. It should be impossible for humans to throw a ball that fast and then for humans to have the reaction time to hit the ball.
Yeah.
But to actually be able to see the ball and then hit the ball. It should be a physical impossibility.
It's one of the most impressive things that a person can do, honestly.
But people do it. It's insane.
Like, it sounds stupid to say, but it really is. That somebody can throw something at you 100 miles an hour and you can hit it?
With a stick? With a stick,
yeah. And I was talking to my wife about it because she doesn't really watch sports, but she humors me. And she's like, what's the hardest position to play in baseball? And I said, well, it's hands down, it's the catcher. Because the catcher has to be able to read the entire field from his knees, throw to second from his knees.
Dude, yeah.
Probably, so he has to know every single
pitch. That's why catchers get straight paid.
Right.
Probably shortstop next.
I would say shortstop's pretty got to be a game.
It's in the top three.
Shortstop and first base are pretty...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I played first base.
Because the ball goes to first base more than it goes just about anywhere else.
Yeah. If I was going to play any base, like when I played in like Little League, I'd be like, oh, I'll play third. I'll be third base.
They never make it to third. Huh. Well, I mean, they do, but it means...
Or second base, because you're hardly even standing on the base.
I played second and shortstop mostly when I played, but that was,
I played right field forever, and then I finally got a coach that, like, gave me a chance, and I ended up playing first for a lot of my older time.
One of my friends
really well, but they wouldn't let me do it.
Oh, so that's too bad.
That's because
I was a right fielder.
That's because your dad wasn't blowing the coach.
That's actually true, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it is in this area.
I was too busy chasing the coach's daughter.
You don't get to be a pitcher in this area unless you go to all those camps, all the American Legion.
It's really a big problem with most
sports around
youth sports in this area.
Really?
Yeah, and it's exhausting.
Yeah. I'm glad that Alex doesn't want to play and that Mara's a girl.
I shouldn't say this because if they hear about it, they're on Facebook. But have you ever read any of the stuff for the Clearwater Football League, like the youth football league that goes on here that's like peewee football?
No.
I would be reticent to sign Matthew up for it for no other reason than the people that run it seem like fucking psychos.
Well,
like,
do they?
They have that mentality of that you were talking about, similar to the baseball coaches, of like, you need to be aware that you should teach them to win. You should teach them to play hard. It matters. But you should also be aware that you're coaching 11-year-old kids. Like,
is that tackle football?
Yeah.
Also, they shouldn't be playing that based on that alone.
No, I don't think they should be playing it in high school anymore.
CTE, though. Yeah.
As much as I hate to be like, you know, stop running into each other, but that's probably...
There's evidence.
It's evidence-based. It's not just me talking out my ass.
It's amazing when you watch. You're a Steelers guy.
Yeah.
So it's amazing when you go back and watch old footage of Hines Ward, who would just take a slant route and cut people out from their feet and do some nasty hits.
Yeah, man.
You're not allowed to do any of those hits anymore.
No, there was a video on Reddit that was...
Which is good.
Probably like a season or two ago, but they showed it was the opening video for Monday Night Football, and literally every single hit in the montage was, oh, that'd be a flag, that'd be a flag.
Yeah.
You'd be ejected for that.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. And do you remember that brief window there where everyone was like, oh, well, what are we going to do? Like, have them... play flag football or touch football, but now even those people have kind of come around and they're like, yeah, maybe don't make people Muhammad Ali for the rest of their lives.
Ryan Shazier and Alex Smith are my two like modern
you want to see him fucking
like, you want to see how this game
is for the rest of
your
life
in a play like that.
Did you see that Alex Smith was released to play?
Cleared, yeah, I saw that.
He's cleared to play.
That in itself is genuinely a small...
Okay, so...
Do you think you could step back on the field after something like
that? Okay, he wants to, though. Could I? Fuck no.
No.
Not this guy.
He's rich enough.
I like being alive.
Before we move on to anything else, here's my question for you for Alex Smith. I asked her on the show this weekend, Saturdays on TSPN.
Sports program. Check it out.
But since you do watch football, if he takes one snap in the NFL, he's comeback player of the year, right? Like,
honestly, I think he's in the discussion, even if he doesn't.
Yeah.
The fact, like, if he shows up and practices,
if he's on the sidelines wearing pads as a backup quarterback, he gets comeback player of the year.
I would at least buy that argument.
If
he takes a snap, it's not even a fucking discussion.
If he takes a snap and it's the last one for the game where he kneels down.
Yeah. What do we get, like him and Gronk? Are they the two comebacks this year? I think he totally outclasses Gronk.
Yeah.
As much as I enjoy Gronk's
nonsense. You could make an argument realistically for like Ryan Tannehill. I mean, considering that the guy went to the playoffs for the Titans, and before that he'd always just been injured or with shitty coaches like Adam Gase.
But so much of the Titans' success is Derrick Henry.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Tannehill is good, don't get me wrong, but they would not have done what they did without Derrick Henry.
No. Run it down their throats. Anyway, so yeah, comeback play of the year. He has to get it.
I'll have to guest on the sports program one of these days.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be a lot of fun. We'll have to have you on there.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's our little sports talk for this show. Little segment. Welcome aboard, though. I'm excited. I'm genuinely so excited for new hockey fans. That's so fucking great. There was a while there, as a baseball fan, there was a while there, a brief window, where if you just saw somebody else wearing a hat that was not even for your team, just wearing like a baseball hat, where you'd be like, hey.
How's it going? How you doing?
Look you. And now it's gotten that way with hockey, where you're just walking along and you see somebody wearing like a Detroit Red Wings jersey and you're like, hey, is that for style or do you watch?
I do see a lot of Golden Knights merch.
Yeah, and that's fantastic. You know, that's great.
Now that you mention it.
I love it. Point. It's like, welcome aboard, man. That's awesome. So yeah, you have to wear that. Did you get, so what did you get? You got the shirt and the hat.
Got the shirt and the hat, yeah.
No jersey yet.
No jersey yet. Well, I don't think they have jerseys. I don't even think they've printed jerseys for the team yet. Well,
wait on it.
Well, I'm going to wait. And I might get a hoodie, but I'm going to wait till we actually go to a game and maybe get some merch at the store.
Well, and wait on that jersey. I'll show you a better site.
Oh, okay.
I'll show you something. I'll show you something different.
Okay.
Where things are not
astronomical.
Instead, they're $50.
Oh. Jeez, I wouldn't spend $300 on a shirt for any reason. It could be made of like spider silk, and I'd be like,
"No,
thanks."
I think my Spokane Chiefs jersey was in the hundreds.
We paid over $100 for our Spokane Chiefs jerseys.
Yeah,
that's absurd.
And then I have the vintage Ducks jersey, so it's the old Mighty Ducks jersey, and it's an away jersey, so it was cheaper, and that was $150. But my Ducks jersey, that is the black and gold one that I wear. That was about $50, but that's also not like an official team one, but I don't need an official team one.
This shirt was $17, and I was still kind of like, do I want to spend that much? I know it's on clearance, but
the only things I'll spend money on is usually team merchandise. That's what I'll spend money on.
But like $300, that's half of the new consoles that are coming out.
Yeah. It's making a. You have to make a plan and a conscious decision to covet it.
Especially if you're going to wear that jersey to a game, because you know you're not going to leave that goddamn thing with a mustard stain on it.
Oh, fuck.
Then you wind up doing what I did. My ex-wife got me a fucking super nice Color Rush jersey, knowing I'm a Steelers fan. Yeah, it hangs in my closet now because I'm not really proud to rep Antonio Brown.
Well, I would still wear it.
No, I.
What did he do?
Beat the shit out of a lady or two, amongst other things.
Wasn't that in an elevator?
That was Ray Rice.
Oh, okay.
There's a few things that I see, like I can, you know, it's like separating the art from the artist and, you know, stuff like that. But that's one, I draw a really hard line on that. It's like Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Same thing.
I mean,
if you make music with Chris Brown, I don't care if it's good and I don't care if you're doing it to get exposure, you can fuck off.
I think based on the team, though, I'd still wear it. I mean, I don't know. I'm on the fence with that one.
I don't know.
I don't know. So based on the action, I went first based on him not being on the team.
No, that doesn't matter to me. That honestly is irrelevant.
Because when Le'Veon Bell went to the Jets, I went to Pro Image and I was like, man, I gotta get me a Le'Veon Bell jersey right now.
When Andrew Luck retired, they were cheap.
Oh, fuck yeah. I would still get that. Totally. I would love that.
Well, you feel like you have to constantly explain yourself.
Yeah.
If you're out and about with it. It was
if
like
he's hurt someone. Yeah.
It's me. It's me, especially with any kind of sports paraphernalia, because if I'm wearing like
that O.J. Simpson jersey?
Well, no, yeah, that one.
Man, I wish I would have known the Andy Luck ones were cheap. I would have bought that hands down.
Oh, they were super cheap.
Go ahead.
But I've worn like football hats and stuff for different teams over time, and it's like, but I don't really know what's going on, so I don't want to invite questions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So absolutely. Half the time I'm just
you support. You support that. Oh, I yeah. don't think we can be
Or how do you think so and so is doing this year? I'm like,
honestly,
I don't know. I bought this hat 7 years yeah. ago.
It's not even, I mean, that does play a part into it of having to explain it. But part of it is just my own knowledge of like, dude, I don't want to wear anything that's got this guy's name on it. Fuck him.
Yeah.
I don't want to give him any exposure.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
Can you get his name off?
Yeah, that is. It's pretty big on
there. It's one of the nice ones where everything is sewn on, so oh, it would.
No,
it's
no
the one. Embroidered one.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
can't. You can't run an iron over it on extra hot.
The guy messed up and ordered the expensive ones, and so he sold it for a little bit less than they sell them on NFL.com.
Why don't yeah. you go? Here's an idea.
You could sell it to somebody. Put it yeah, up for sale.
Put it up
you
on could the. Do
that. Somebody might buy it.
Yeah.
I do. I have another idea too. Too though, to have somebody take the B. And the R off of it, so it's, it says own. Then you got then you got a jersey that says own.
Own. This is my own yeah. jersey.
It's there's my
a, there's
own.
There's a couple
jersey.
Ideas, and that's why I didn't get rid of it. Like I said, it's yeah. just hanging in the back of my closet, sitting there. But
yeah,
that's a good. That's actually a good idea.
Yeah. That's yeah. That's not a bad idea.
I go to yeah, because you go oh we you know you own. This is a lot. This is all you can get out.
And it's better than anything I've come yeah. up with so far. Yeah.
And I also then, owned Brown by yeah. taking his letters off.
There you go. And then, so then you own the thing.
Yeah. No, too. That's a solid idea.
Then you get
idea,
to keep
actually.
Owning it too.
Yeah.
I one of my hobbies though is I go to Goodwill and I look for sports memorabilia, jerseys, stuff like that. Love that stuff. I go to so I found a Chris Paul Clippers jersey there and I was like oh CP3 fuck yeah like guess I have this Chris Paul jersey I have a Mark McGwire baseball jersey I'm like all right
I was at the Goodwill in Spokane on 2nd right there
oh yeah
the burger joint
they have a lot of good stuff
they had two jerseys in the NFL section. A home and away Eagles jersey from Michael Vick.
See, nice. Fuck, man, that'd be awesome. I would have loved to gotten
it. I thought really hard about
you
it.
You should have.
But I decided yeah. against it.
No, I almost
he
bought,
paid his debt. Some yeah, of these other dudes
did,
didn't yeah. go to jail
yeah, no, he
or
definitely
nothing.
Did.
He paid his debt, right. and then he didn't get paid much when
I
he got
almost,
picked up after.
I'm a dog nut. So
I almost bought a Michael Vick jersey when he played for the Steelers for the last season.
Really?
I was like, yeah, I might get a Vick jersey.
What a good get for the Steelers.
I thought about it.
It was like a mil.
Oh, yeah, it was and cheap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, next to nothing.
And he's a phenomenal player. I mean, dog-fighting sucks balls.
But he would be a better backup than what we have right now, and would still be fine. He's old. He's old as shit now. So.
Oh, speaking of old as shit, did you see Mike Tyson's fighting, is it Roy Jones Jr.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a fucking awesome deal.
I didn't.
Roy That's Jones great. Jr.'s
Well, and then
die.
Is it the YouTube, the YouTuber, Paul, is one of those brothers, those shitty brothers.
Paul,
Logan Paul.
It's Jake Paul. He's fighting a basketball player. I can't remember who it is. It's a... But he's going to get killed, too.
Yeah. Oh, fucking owned.
Yeah.
You know, I was reading something. Basketball players run like a full marathon every game.
They do.
That dude can. That dude will never get blown up, ever.
He'll
can fight for days. That's why Karl Malone and fucking Rodman, when they were in WCW, they didn't, they didn't get gassed. Not
I
at
would
all.
I would be open to doing a viewing of that fight once it's available.
The
Tyson one.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
But Tyson's gonna fight a shark or something on Shark Week too. Did you see this?
No.
Oh yeah, they both
like
bite
a,
things, so they're
like
gonna
a comical seen? Part of a like a movie that goes that and then he just gets eaten.
It's like The Hangover
have you
4.
Have you seen Mike Tyson right now though?
Yeah.
His guy is svelte. He's been training.
Yeah.
His arms.
That's why that Roy Jones Jr. guy.
He's gonna
he's
die.
Dead.
His arms look 20 years younger than the rest of his body.
He's gonna die.
In the fighter, the pre-fight, like this is me. Like he looks almost 60 in the gut region, but his arms look like 28.
Yeah.
And I bet he hits like a truck.
Oh, I bet he does.
I don't think you lose that. Because George Foreman came back old, too. Yeah, and he knocked some people around. So,
I don't know. Tyson's going to murder someone.
I'd like to throw Butterbean in that.
He's basically getting paid to murder Roy Jones. Because I watched him interview, and he looked pretty doughy still.
Yeah.
For, like, because he's been out of it.
Well, shit, and at my age, but it's not easy cut to get back in shape.
Right, they cut to Tyson, and Tyson
came down to the ring in a wheelchair. I would never step in a ring with Mike Tyson. Yeah. Fuck that.
Oh, we have a... Hey, do you want to play a fun game? You want to play a fun game? This is a fun game we play on Sports Program. I go, the game is, how much money would it take for you to step into a ring with Mike Tyson?
$250,000.
More.
I'd jump in there.
You do it for $250,000?
I'd take a knockout. I could pay off my house.
I would want to be able to comfortably retire and never have to worry about anything.
So Zach Swan always has a really good answer. His answer always starts with, do they cover... His question it always starts with the question, do they cover medical expenses first?
Exactly.
That should just payout. Be a...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That should be a
My answer
a
is yes. So they cover medical expenses, then you get your purse.
Yeah, I do it for $250,000.
The people I've asked on for him, it's been Ronda Rousey. It's been
I'd fight Ronda Rousey for like $50,000.
Yeah, I mean,
Just go for the knees in the box or what?
Yep. No, I would just block.
I would try
until
to
she took me down.
I would try to swoon her maybe a little bit.
Spoon her.
Hey,
swoon her.
Oh.
What's up, Rowdy?
The other person. The other person was Brock Lesnar.
No, never. No.
He'd fucking hard murder. No.
I'd fight him before I fought Kurt Angle.
I would. Yeah.
Same.
I would also fight Brock Lesnar before I fought Mike Tyson.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I genuinely, it would have to be enough money to take the punch from Tyson that I was comfortable with the possibility of dying.
Like, I've been comfortable with that for like 15 years. I should be fine.
So that's
well,
so
my kids are taken care of. Sorry,
I don't
guys,
like the way my nose feels when I get hit. So that's, I don't know. I'd say I'd have to do $500,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
At least
$500,000. You're sitting pretty comfortable for the even for the,
if
for,
you invest.
If you live in this area,
in
too,
this area, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
$500,000 in this area,
and if you invest it right, then you could, you know, you'd do all right. But still, man,
But then again, you know, $500,000, you can buy a good house for that much. And then if you just buy the house, you know, then you're fucking...
Comparable question, how much money would it take for somebody to hit you with a car? Because it's really not that much.
It would be pretty similar.
Yeah, I bet Lesnar and
severe
Tyson
trauma,
both feel like car wrecks.
Of death, like...
Oh, I bet a punch from Lesnar and Tyson.
Yeah, that's about a car
You'd
wreck.
You'd probably smell colors.
Okay. Yeah,
like it smells purple in here.
You would need
to. It tastes like blood and smells like purple.
Does a guy have to be legitimately locked or knocked out, or could you play possum?
Is he wearing
like once
gloves?
He hits you, like you're like oh, and you're,
well,
down. You're
okay,
like,
so here's the thing:
no.
Once Tyson hits you, you're not playing possum.
No,
you're dead.
I don't think either one of those dudes like. Lesnar's probably got a
well,
good.
Well, I mean, what if he just like
5 inches of reach on
somehow.
Me too? Like, and if I throw a punch, I'm already going to be extended. He's just going to drop me into an armbar.
So this is the answer I had for Lesnar, because I've never done the Tyson one because he wasn't a fighter as of you know a few months ago.
Yeah.
For Lesnar, I said I would need a little bit of money to be in the same room with Brock Lesnar because he genuinely scares the shit out of me.
Because he doesn't like people, and you can tell every time he has his face.
Like I don't want to be the. Like if, like as somebody who tells jokes and does like a sports show, I don't want to ever be in a position where I'm famous enough to have to interview Brock Lesnar, because I don't want him to hurt me. Just be like, all right, here's the microphone. Just say whatever you would like to say into the microphone, and go ahead and move along, sir. But don't hurt me, please. Jesse Economist says $500,000 to get knocked out by Tyson? Deal.
I got it.
How much
do
I get if I get to land a punch on him? If you can land a punch on, ooh. Fuck.
I would say if, and that would be my thing. I would take $250,000 to get in the ring, but if I land a punch, quadruple it because he's trained his whole life.
Sure.
I mean,
I just
and
go
I
like
have
this.
Not like
windmill action.
Again, is he wearing gloves?
Oh,
or is it a bare fist punch? Because that really is a big
that changes a
part
little
it
bit.
Too.
It
yeah,
still
right.
fucking hurt, but
well, yeah.
But it wouldn't kill
obviously.
You.
Obviously,
it wouldn't kill you though.
This game's fun.
It still
it
might.
Still kill you.
I love it.
It could still kill you.
Ah, yeah.
We play this game every. You didn't watch our show. We play this game every time.
I'm a scholar. I get by on my brain, not my brawn, dude. It might kill me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a good, it's a fun game.
That's a good,
no, I,
good fun game.
I would, yeah. I would not land a punch, I don't think. But I would, so. I would like that stipulation in the contract.
If you do, you get more.
Four times the money. Yeah. If I can, even if it's just a body shot.
Because then it's a show.
Yeah.
I mean,
if I can tag him in the beak, that should be five
times.
That's
water cooler talk right there, man.
I punch Tyson in the face.
Well, yeah, you play I Never with people. And
well, you play five. You can, I do it for 500K. For a million K, 500K, if you just, you know, just a good blow to my face, I'm knocked out. I get a million K if it doesn't knock me out. I get a million bucks.
I want a million thousand? K. That's a billion that? Dollars.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
A thousand millions is a million.
I get it.
Okay. And,
good okay. bit, yeah. guys. It was great.
I want that billion.
Anyway.
No, if you could land a punch, I would take a billion.
So 500K, he knocks me out. $1 million. It doesn't knock me out, but I don't cry.
Oh,
on camera.
On camera. I'm probably going to go home and cry to
Jenny. I get to cry for weeks afterwards. But on camera.
I wouldn't be able to do it, man. I'd cry like a fucking fool. Like, no, Mr. Tyson, please, not again.
I wouldn't, because I'd be in a fucking coma.
It wasn't worth it. Fuck this money. It wasn't worth it.
Here's the trick to my answer is that I would be crying walking down the ramp to get into the ring.
Dude, yeah, absolutely. I would probably have to be dragged down there. They'd be like, Ron, come on. No, dude, you're
you agreed to this.
The money. You agreed to this. And I'd be like, man, I'm fucking back out.
You just... just... tears.
Yeah, man. Seriously.
So scared it took the wrinkles out of my nutsack.
I couldn't do it.
Oh, man. That's good. Good
Never
stuff.
Been so scared in my that's life.
Couldn't
do it.
Man, good times. Any anyway. Other topics? What else?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say.
I got.
We had an itinerary for that.
Yeah, of course. We always deviate a little bit from it. I was telling you guys the other day, but I thought this would be fun fodder for the show, but I was watching the... My wife turned on the movie Beethoven the other day and was watching it with my kids, and spotted a couple little unknown actors from 1992.
Genuinely didn't. I had no idea they were in the movie. Yeah.
Well, they had careers prior to Beethoven, but like they really.
I mean, obviously not more, big enough more careers so. To not be these two guys in Beethoven.
Right. Right. Stanley Tucci and Oliver Platt.
I really didn't even recognize Platt.
I want to say
so young.
I want to say at this point in time, Oliver Platt had the bigger career of the two, though.
Probably. Ooh. Tucci played a lot of supporting type roles.
Stanley
Tucci
is one of my favorite actors.
What year?
That's really tricky, actually.
What year was the Three Musketeers movie?
Which one?
90.
The one with Oliver Platt.
96. 90,
you think that late? I was going to say 92, maybe 93.
Or 94.
I'm going to go 93.
Oh, so a year later.
I'm good at this.
We've done this before. This is actually a fun game to play.
Oh, shit, what I was
year?
Right.
What year was it?
A year later, he was in this movie. Okay. So maybe I'm wrong.
I can't think of anything that Oliver Platt was in that actually was really great.
Where
he was like the standout.
Well, in
Lake Placid
Three Musketeers.
Is good. Three Musketeers is good.
Three Musketeers, he's the standout in that movie. He's the comedic relief in the whole movie. I mean, everyone's has the kind of their own funny parts in that movie, but he's the one that has like the big standout funny part in that movie.
Charlie Sheen plays almost a priest. How is that not the best joke that the 90s ever had?
So we got, he didn't have a lot. Married to the Mob.
That's such a good movie. If you get the chance, watch that fucking movie.
I'll check it out.
He just owns it.
He plays Paul Bunyan in Tall Tale.
Yeah.
God, that movie sucks.
Not really fitting.
Well, it's like, we were just talking to Derek about how, you remember the Mighty, because we were talking about hockey earlier in the Mighty Ducks, Eldon Henson, in the Mighty Ducks movies, was like this big foreboding guy. He's like, who'd have thought he'd grow up to be 5'9" and kind of...
Who would have thought he would grow up to be the nerd in Daredevil?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's him, right?
Like, yeah.
Yes, it is.
He's one of the fucking Bash Brothers.
I expected him...
Is it Foggy or Froggy? I can always...
Foggy.
Foggy. Okay.
I expected him to, like, age into, like, Opie from Sons of Anarchy. And Ryan Hurst, he's like 6'4".
Actually, they look similar.
Yeah.
He was one of the Bash Brothers, and he grew up to be Foggy.
Platt was in Flatliners.
Yeah, man, Flatliners.
That was one I saw. That was one I saw after the fact, and I was like, "Oh, there's Oliver Platt."
That's a good movie.
I never saw Postcards from the Edge. Sorry, Meryl.
Didn't Princess Leia write that?
No idea. However,
yes, I think so.
Yeah,
I would like to point out, though, that in what is it, in Postcards from the Edge, he played a character named Neil Breen, and as you can see, I'm proudly rocking my Neil Breen shirt. If you haven't seen any of his movies and you feel like watching something that makes you want to commit suicide, he's got two of them that are on Amazon Prime right now.
What are they?
They are, like, objectively some of the worst movies I've ever seen. He was a real estate agent in Nevada, excuse me. And he decided that he wanted to make movies.
So he
blew a ton of his retirement and everything on making these movies. He, very similar to Tommy Wiseau in The Room, he writes, he directs, he edits, he produces. His very first movie is about 90 minutes long, and I would really say that about 40 of it is stock footage.
Wow.
Nice.
They're really bad, and if you ever if you like movies that are so bad that they're good, Neil Breen is your new fucking god. Like,
so when I was doing the Platt and Tucci rabbit hole, I discovered that they were, in fact, in another movie called The Imposters together.
No shit.
About 5 years later. Apparently, it's got like a bit of a cult following.
With Billy Connolly.
Yeah.
Billy Connolly's another.
Billy Connolly.
Fantastic.
He's a good actor.
Michael Emerson.
Janney and Richard Jenkins.
Lily Taylor. Tony Shalhoub.
Fucking everybody in
the
mothers
in this. Do you have
the
scene pulled up
from from Beethoven.
Where they're straight up murdered.
Yes.
Oh,
can
yeah,
you give me another beer, please?
Yeah. Yeah, so this scene, they're the bad guys. They're the foils. Am I using the right word?
Foils? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay. Usually I refer to Wikipedia or something for my general knowledge if I think I know where I'm at. But anyway, so they're the bad guys, or a couple of the bad guys. They're like the lesser bad guys.
Well, they're like the
minions, the grunts.
Yeah, they're like their henchmen.
Yeah, henchmen, yes. Yeah. That's what.
By the way, this is a lot like that cedar armoire in the Beauty and
I
Beast
thought about
that straight up fucking murders a man. Ron, do you remember the movie Beauty and the Beast, the animated movie?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when they're storming the castle and
a cedar armoire
jumps on top of a man and flattens him like Lord of the Rings style when that old man's checking the gate and the ring wraiths flatten him down to the ground.
Now,
the cedar armoire jumps on a man standing up and flattens him to the ground.
Fantastic.
I imagine that dude was just like a baker from the city.
Yeah.
He's just like, I'll join this posse.
I don't remember that scene specifically,
I have a pitchfork. I'll go with you guys.
Yeah, man.
I'll throw in on this lynch mob.
Everyone else is like walking away with like scratches and bruises from getting hit with like broom handles. And they're like, God damn, that was rough, right?
Where's Henry?
Where's Henry at? Yeah. Oh, dude, that cedar armoire fucking murdered him.
He's a fucking human.
Poor Hank.
When they all turn to human, that woman's going to have human guts in the bottom of her fucking feet.
So now the dogs, at the end of the movie, the dogs are rallying, chasing after Tucci and Platt. I wonder if Platt really climbed that fence. He's younger.
He's got those boots on. I do remember that.
Can't see his face.
You, Randy? I'm Randy.
You thought you would get me a fibble?
This doesn't have a ponytail, too.
Such good socks.
This is the child's movie.
Yes. A movie for kids. So the kids are laughing.
I've never seen this movie.
I saw this movie in theaters.
But you see early on, like, Platt's facial expressions. Like, that's like classic Platt right there.
Yeah, very much so.
You, you little one. Never. You little mangy.
I'll always love Stanley Tucci for, what is it? Is it Nothing But Trouble?
Big Take Trouble.
In one. Big Trouble.
Transformers Age of Extinction.
Yeah.
He is brilliant.
He's the best part in that movie.
They hold hands.
They hold hands. fans out of love for each other. They're friends.
Now kiss.
That's and they're silly. Dead. They're dead.
That's a silly part. That's just a silly part. They just nap afterwards.
Yeah.
They get dogs away. Fucking murder.
Yeah. Like Final Fantasy or Dragon Quest. Dead. They just go to the inn and take a nap and everything's okay again.
Yeah, Age of Transformers Age of Extinction is a terrible movie. Can't. He's so good at
He's
it.
He's so yeah. good.
I don't doubt that, but man, the Transformers movies, they're bad in a like not even enjoyable
there are
way.
Parts
they're
of
so goddamn
There
boring.
Are parts of every single one of those movies that are good.
They're all too long.
The first one has highlights.
All of them. They should have been in about an hour and a half.
So the first one
three good
has
robot
highlights.
Fights.
Yeah.
But you can't see any of the fight scenes because it's so hard to watch.
Yeah.
The second movie, though, has that forest battle scene where Optimus Prime dies, which is one of the best fucking fight scenes ever animated, ever.
It's great,
it's so good. And then at the very end of the movie, when he throws on all like jet fire shit and gets the... Man, that shit's so cool.
Yeah.
That whole movie sucks, but that forest battle scene is fucking rad.
I just... Man, when I found out that, is it Age of Extinction that's like literally almost 3 hours long? Is that the one?
So is the third one.
Fuck that noise.
Yeah, it's way too long. But that final battle is
Age of Extinction, is that the Wahlberg
way
one?
Way too fucking boring.
With the dinosaurs?
It's one
where
of.
They go out of their way to mention that his daughter is.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
one
the
of.
The Romeo and Juliet
she's
law
of age,
thing
by the way.
Could have been cut totally out and it would have been fine. There was no reason to have that.
I mean, all of the I mean, when are they going to learn that? Well, I mean, actually, Michael Bay can do a good movie. Case in point would
The
be...
The Rock?
The Rock.
Well, I mean, even of his shitty animated movies. I'll make the argument every day that the second Turtles movie is actually a great movie.
Which one is that?
Rocksteady and Bebop, the newer
one.
Yeah, it was not bad.
It's
actually,
a great movie.
That you mention it.
It's the fucking cartoon.
Yeah, it's the cartoon in a movie form. Yeah.
In
really
fact,
is.
I was talking to my cousin about it, and my cousin's like, "I don't really like it." And I'm like, "What the hell, dude? You were the one that was complaining that they didn't have any of the elements from the cartoon, and Michael Bay went and fucking jerked you off and gave you everything you asked for,
with the exception of shooting pizzas out the fucking van."
Otherwise, they gave him the van.
I think they need
gave
to stop
him the
doing
Technodrome.
That.
Dimension
Entirely.
X.
What, the catering?
Yeah, just jerking off
the
fans.
Fan service,
like,
yeah.
If you just go in there and do a good, solid movie.
So, in the first movie, in the first Ninja Turtles movie, there was so much fan outcry that he had to change things last minute and actually hurt the movie ultimately.
And not make them aliens.
Megan Fox.
One of them was is that his reveal was that the white guy... who plays Captain Knauer on The Longest Yard. I can't remember his real name. But I remember him from fucking The Longest Yard. I love that movie.
You remember Captain Knauer, but not...
I've seen The Longest Yard probably 1,000 times.
I love that movie.
I do too. So he...
Both of them, actually.
Yeah, so...
The Burt Reynolds one is top-notch, too.
So he...
I know who you're talking about. God damn it. What is his name?
Normally, I know... Normally, it comes right off...
William Fichtner.
Yeah, Fichtner. Okay, so
I had a dream about William Fichtner.
So he
did you see him in Drive Angry with Nick Cage?
Dude, yes.
What
yes,
a great.
Yes.
So in the
movie.
First in the
I
first
could call
Ninja
you a fat fuck, or I could call you a dead fat fuck. Yeah, dude, that movie is awesome.
In the first Ninja Turtles movie, they somehow got out that this guy was going to be the Shredder. So he had like devised this whole thing where he was gonna like frame this old Japanese guy to be like the Shredder.
Yeah.
But then you find out this dude like built that Shredder suit for himself, and he was gonna be the Shredder. The fucking fans freaked out because they're like, "Oh, they're whitewashing." Blah
it's
blah blah.
It's not a Roku Saki. It sucks
right.
balls.
So, but I have a few, but when I watched that first movie, I'm like, no, actually, I see where they were going with it, and I kind of like it.
I thought
it ended
that's
up not
what
making
was going
sense.
To happen.
Right.
Like,
well, exactly, because they ended up not making good, but they ended up changing it last minute because
that's
it was
how
too
it
bad.
Seemed.
Yeah. The second movie, though, the second movie is not good. It's not a good movie, but also those cartoons from the 90s, as much as we love them, they're trash.
They're not good. No.
But that's what happens when you give us everything that we ask for. Maybe don't do that.
Yeah.
Dude, the Marvel
Nostalgia
movies.
Nostalgia is a real killer.
Yeah, the Marvel movies changed a ton of stuff. But it was because they're like, we're going to do this. And the fans are like, wait a minute. And the people making the movies are like, nah, fuck off. Don't worry. We're going to do the right thing. it'll be better than what you think. You're not a writer. Like, you are a fatty who watches movies.
Chris right. and I were talking on the way up here about comic book movies and how they struggle to adapt Doctor Doom and Lex Luthor correctly, and I mentioned to him, I was like, dude, the only person that makes those kind of movies that seems to actually fucking get it is Kevin Feige. He's the only one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the rest of them just... I mean, probably the Russos and James Gunn as well. They seem to have... And Taika Waititi, he seems to have a pretty good handle on things.
They get it, but not...
I
liked the actor for the Dr. Doom in both in the ones with Chris Evans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The guy from Nip Tuck.
The dude from Nip Tuck, yeah.
And he actually liked the actor for the one in the new one too.
I think your fan cast is the best I've seen. Clive Owen? I don't think there's a better person to play him.
He could be in a renaissance.
I really like that.
Clive Owen. Yeah. And they bring him in doing the new Secret Wars.
Yeah,
He can do smart believably, too. Like Inside Man.
That's my fan cast.
Yeah, dude, that's good.
I couldn't think of anybody better.
I love Clive Owen, too, so
yeah.
But also,
I mean, there's people we could go back when they were younger and be like, that guy could do it. Yeah. But
they want to bring, like, now? Because you know they want to bring the X-Men and all those universes in. So they could do the new Secret Wars, which killed the Ultimate Universe, brought everything together.
Mm-hmm.
They could easily just do that now. Oh, we're doing the new Secret Wars. Doom's the villain. We're bringing it all together. Here's the X-Men. They could salvage some of that cast. McAvoy, Fassbender.
Fassbender is so good. I watched X-Men Apocalypse the other day. And the Magneto scenes are all just so good.
They're the only good part of the movie.
Maybe even the kids. I mean, some of those kids.
Apocalypse is hard to do, though.
The movie sucks.
There's so much to him that is...
Yeah.
He's one of those things, like, he's more of a concept than he is a villain.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of humanish desires back there, but he has so many fucking powers and so much, like, weird alien celestial technology. You can't really pull off...
No, you really can't.
And I think that if they did it in this MCU, I think it would be okay.
Yeah.
Like, because they figured out Thanos, and Thanos is ridiculous in the comics.
Yeah, that's true.
I get that he's more powerful than everybody we've seen.
They still changed him from the comics.
Yeah,
but comics Thanos would fist fuck
and everything.
MCU Thanos. He's just absurd.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when he's going on the quest to get the gems in the comic... Like, he's going through all these weird, like, shifts, and things are changing, but he always goes back to himself because he is inevitable. Like, the concept that is Thanos is so solid that he can't be killed. Like, oh, okay.
They're just so smart from the beginning because they're like, all right, in 2018, we're going to have Thanos with the Infinity Gauntlet. So... Let's do each one of these movies, and each one of these movies is going to have these stones in it somehow.
Let's backwards plan this
bastard. It's going to be a plot point. Every one of these stones is going to be in these movies as the major plot point.
Even the people that don't like the Marvel movies and say that they're popcorny and stupid, I don't think anyone can discredit how impressive what they did was.
Yeah, the planning is
so
amazing.
Planet seeds.
Yeah, it's insane.
I mean, it appealed to my 14-year-old. For his birthday, asked for the whole. Existing
the big box set.
Well, yeah, there's four sets.
The Infinity Saga.
Yeah, basically it goes up to present day with the movies. Yeah. But he ended up getting all the movies.
They even had some fuck ups along the way that they had to mend.
They still figured out a way to make it work.
Yeah, with the exception of going and like scrubbing out Edward Norton and putting in.
Right.
But that movie's a kind of a throwaway movie of all of them.
Well, and they don't even have the rights to it, so it's not on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
I forget who has
Hulk.
Who has Hulk?
Universal, I think.
Is it Universal?
Yeah.
And then Sony has Spider-Man.
But they do tie in Hulk though to those movies.
Yeah, they bring General Ross back.
Yeah.
Yeah, there.
I'm sure they'll bring more of, you know, aspects of that.
But even then, there's a huge plot point there where like. They have General Ross is drinking in the bar, and then like Robert Downey Jr. goes in there. He's like, "Oh, we're starting a team." And then the next movie, they're like, well, "You're not going to be on this team, Tony. Like, you're not leading this at all. Yeah. You're nothing to do with this.
You're pissing
and
your
you're
suit."
Like, "Wait a minute.
Yeah,
that's not what happened in the last film, you fuckers." But thank God it didn't work out with Edward Norton, though, because Mark Ruffalo was so much better.
He is right for that part.
Yeah. I also love that they ended up giving us
Hulk movies. Character's evolved. So, like, we've gotten Hulk movies out of those
Hulk movies don't work.
No, they don't, because the entire process of the movie is him not wanting to be the Hulk, which is what people come to see.
Yeah. But instead, they gave us one of the best Hulk stories, which, well, kind of, mostly, Planet Hulk. They gave us Planet Hulk through Ragnarok.
Ragnarok was great.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's
one of the best Hulk comic book series is the Ragnarok, is the Planet Hulk series.
Planet Hulk, World War Hulk, like, there's so much good Hulk stuff out there.
Man, they
could
have done something with World War Hulk, though.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. They're talking Secret Wars, and they're talking Illuminati. And the Illuminati's going to be rough because there's no Tony, and Tony started it. But there's also no Professor X. There's no fucking... Reed Richards. There's another character that's gotten fucking boned in translation, like, every time. Reed Richards is an amazing character, and he's never been portrayed.
I have
on
a way
screen,
to fix it. It's my Secret Wars. So they
fix everything.
Well, it can. They go over because they own the rights to Fox, so they have Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Let's not do a Fantastic Four movie. Fuck yourself. I don't want to see it.
Nope. They're kind of like the Hulk in the movie.
Yeah.
The movie thing. Just let them jump in on the team stuff.
So instead,
let them work with people.
In my Secret Wars movie, they pull the Fantastic Four from the Ultimate Universe, where Reed Richards is a fucking psychopath.
Nice.
Just make him straight up. He's an autistic.
Did you read Planetary?
That's really not a bad idea, man.
Planetary is the best comic series of all time. And the fact that the evil Fantastic Four is the big bad.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I like
it'd
that.
It'd be fun. He's a weirdo. Just make him straight up.
I'd like to see them do the splitting the Hulk and Banner back up and having Banner go crazy trying to recreate. Did you read that series?
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Oh, also, by the way, in Endgame, I also liked that they worked in the Indestructible Hulk, which was a great comic book series.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's wearing like the spandex suit and stuff. That's from Indestructible Hulk, where Banner finally works with the Hulk to just stay in Hulk form.
Yeah.
But then he keeps the brains.
Yep.
It's a great series.
Have you seen when the future Hulk comes back, where he's the Maestro?
Yeah.
I love that shit. All of that shit. Yeah. Like, there's so many good Hulk stories just don't seem like they would be great movies.
Yep. Man, I'm excited for the next wave. I don't know if I'm theater excited, but I am excited to see
it. It brings me to, like, kind of interesting thought segue, though. I had an article here.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to read the article because it's from Deadline, and it's a bunch of everyone that writes a Deadline article might as well just be, like, sucking themselves off because they're real poetic with how they write, which I get it. It's basically a blog. But the headline was, even the Academy quietly warns moviegoers may break the habit. So basically it posits, like, what's going to happen to going to the movies in the wake of COVID-19. We've talked a little bit about this before, but I think there would be an argument to be had that Marvel movies and movies of that ilk could actually sustain...
I think those kind of movies will be the only thing that make it in movie theaters anymore.
If not sustain, if not save the theater.
It
will become an event type thing, and your Marvel movies, your Star Wars, your stuff like that, those are going to be the only things that play in theaters. Honestly, I really...
Well, it's already gone that way in a lot of stuff because there's stuff that comes direct to video. Like, there's some real good, like, independent stuff that you don't get to see, like... We don't have a Good Will Hunting type independent stuff unless...
What is the name of that movie? Hang on.
Netflix has...
Unless a big network carries it. But, like, A24 is kind of an indie production company. But there's not a lot of indie stuff getting pushed to theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Even before COVID.
Netflix is always such a coin flip, though.
Like, I know.
If you go in there and watch one of their movies, it's either going to be really good or it's going to be shit. Like, there's no like, man, I'm glad I watched that.
Man, best bang for your buck right now. I know we spoke really highly of Disney Plus. I'm not gonna lie, HBO Max is so much better.
Is it?
I've heard.
Fuck, dude. I mean, we've been watching South Park.
I paid $30 for a 1-year thing for the Peacock. the new Peacock network. Yeah. Just because it was, they were running a promo, so I got it for $30 for a year.
That's pretty good deal.
You can watch it for free with commercials, right?
No, you got to. It's commercials for $30.
Oh.
And you got to pay more if you want commercial free.
They can tongue punch my fart box then. I've spent enough money.
I'm Mr. Streaming Service,
you
but
certainly
I'm not doing Peacock.
I was going to tell you, there's not much to be had. There's a couple things. There was a show Intelligence, which was one of their originals with David Schwimmer.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big Schwimmer fan. I turned it on yesterday because I was like halfway interested. And Nicole's like, I don't like him. I was like, I don't either.
He's a good director.
Yeah. You know, there's a few things that he's been in that have been good.
He directed Run, Fat Boy, Run with Simon Pegg. Yeah, That's a great movie.
Yeah, good movie.
He directed that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Did you see that The Boys got a third season already?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They announced it like this morning.
Doesn't that bode well for the second season?
Fuck yeah, it does.
Deservingly.
Yeah.
Dude, that, season one was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, in the comic book, he is everything. Homelander is everything wrong with Superman clones. And in the show, the exact opposite. He's the best Superman clone.
Yeah.
It's mind blowing how different.
Yeah.
Like, the comic book was not good.
To go back.
I'm surprised.
Is it not good? I've never read it.
Oh, really?
It's just not good.
Oh, that's too bad.
Like,
to go back to what you said about
It's more problematic than the show.
Platforms and stuff. New movie that's on Prime Video called Vast of Night. It centers on these two characters. One of them is a broadcaster for, like, a high school basketball team type thing. And it takes place, I want to say, back in the, like, 50s, 40s, somewhere around there. The other character is a gal that works at a switchboard.
Hmm.
And the two of them start picking up this, like, alien broadcast. And
I think I might have.
It is, if you like a good slow burny type movie, it's a real
trailer. Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah,
a
yeah.
Really, really well done movie.
You it's watched it,
a,
it's good.
It's got a lot of really long takes. The director really, really knew what he was doing and how to get a lot out of a little. It's a really great show. Strong nice. Recommendation.
Yeah, I'll check that one out. I was kind of curious about that one. Another program they have on there. I don't know. Did anybody ever read Brave New World? I never did. It was always one of those ones that someone.
I watched the movie.
I think I read it a long time.
There's ago. There's a series now with the young Han Solo as the lead character on the Peacock Network.
I liked him. I thought he did a really good job.
What's that other thing you sent me? Sent me a preview for that's kind of old timey. Has the guy from Dragonheart in it and Isla of Dr.
Bro. Barkskins.
That looks really good.
That was awesome. We watched it already.
You watched all of it?
It's only 8 episodes long.
Is it good though? It looks awesome.
It's on Hulu.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed the hell out of it. It's like 16th. It's in the set in the 1600s when like the French and Iroquois nation and stuff were fighting, and so then there was like I don't know. I really got into it. It was pretty decent. Who else was in that? They had David Thewlis, who was Dragonheart, and
yeah,
Harry Potter. Marcia Gay Harden.
Oh wow,
was in it.
That's gay. Oh.
I've been watching
Gay Hard On.
I've been watching Harry Potter lately, so.
Yeah, HBO Max.
Yeah, it's all on there.
Yeah.
So is Lord of the Rings.
Matthew Lillard is in that Barkskins.
Really?
Show.
Is he good?
He's
good in it.
He's
yeah.
having a fucking renaissance. Speaking of people he's having renaissance.
He's such an underrated there's actor. There's a that's a,
okay, back to actors that whenever you see two actors together, Matthew Lillard, Skeet Ulrich.
Yeah.
I thought Skeet Ulrich, because of his likeness to Johnny Depp, was going to have the...
And he was not the one?
Nope.
Nope.
The career. And it's not as though Matthew Lillard has had like a super high-energy career, but it's been sustainable.
Yeah.
He keeps working.
He's definitely got a lot of money from Scooby-Doo, though.
And he's excellent secondary guy.
Voice actor?
In Good Girls. He's
yeah.
awesome.
Oh, he's great in Good Girls.
Well, what about Without a Paddle?
Yeah,
that's
he's
a good
great
movie.
In that movie. That movie's hilarious.
He's the highlight of that movie,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, I love him in that movie. So I don't know. Yeah, I think Matthew Lillard's great. I That's exciting. Oh, and also he's in one of my favorite movies ever, which is SLC Punk.
Nice.
Yeah. Another hugely underrated flick.
Great movie.
I'm trying to think of who else was in Barkskins, but it's got a... I mean, the cast is pretty... and it's a National Geographic show. That was what was like... Mm. Like,
really? Well, yeah, because Vikings is.
It's, I mean, yeah, and it's based on...
some good shows.
Right, yeah, there's some good shows, but it's like it's not the network you think of when you're like...
Yeah, I know.
I need a Breaking Bad show.
Well, it's like when Vikings came out. I was right. Like, what the... Is this on fucking National Geographic?
Weird.
That is weird.
Zahn McClernand, Native American actor. He's been in a lot of stuff. He was like the Indian killer in the Fargo first season. Oh. Or second season. Yeah.
He's How also, was that show? Was that good?
It's great.
Oh, yeah.
It lives up to the hype. It's a good show.
Fargo?
Yeah.
First two seasons are good. Third one I didn't enjoy as much.
Is the Ewan McGregor. And David Teeles and stuff.
Yeah, it was okay. It was okay. I don't think I finished it. I maybe need to go back to it.
Ted Danson's in the second one, though, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Second season's excellent.
There's another fucking...
Colin Hanks.
Great guy.
Colin Hanks is...
So...
Colin Hanks isn't in anything bad.
As the only one of us true. Who has Peacock, what would you say is the, like, true standout programming that's on there?
You know what we've been watching on there? Well, they made the Psych movie, the Psych sequel movie, which was fun to watch, but it's more of the same routine stuff. If you've seen the Psych. Show, it's like, it's, okay. But it was fun because the guy that played Lassiter, he actually had a real life stroke. And
that's why he's not in the last movie, right?
The first Psych movie. Yeah. Because he was still he just had the stroke when they were right before they filmed it. And so he does a video, phone call cameo. So then the show centers more around him, but he's still largely off screen for the sequel. But it was kind of cool to kind of throw him a bone.
That's cool.
As it were. Because he's still recovering. I think Timothy Amundsen is the actor's name. Mm-hmm. He's in Deadwood. He's the guy that goes to Reckonhauer, the property. And Dan kills him.
Got it. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Reconnoiter. Yeah.
Reconnoitering the rim. I
forgot about that.
Man, it's been a minute since I watched that.
Poor New York dude.
That poor cook.
Yeah.
Mr. Garrett.
But I'd say the one show that we're watching the most of right now, it was a big disappointment when they took it off Netflix, was Everybody Loves Raymond. That show, for whatever reason, I get a kick out of. It has a lot of the family dynamic stuff.
Most
kinda
of
resonates.
My family loves it. I fucking hate it.
Yes.
I don't like Ray Romano at all. I don't like that fucking tall ape that plays his brother.
Garrett, no.
He's got a comedy club.
I don't like him either.
I think in the Mirage. Yeah. And God, everybody that came down to visit were just excited that, Brad Garrett's got this comedy club, and he's just filthy on stage.
Yeah.
He's actually not too bad as a stand-up. But I don't like him as the big stupid ape of a brother.
For the longest time, this is so. For the longest time, I thought he was the actor that was on the show The Middle, not realizing it was the guy who plays the janitor from Scrubs.
No.
and then I was like, so what fucking show is he on? Because he was on some newer show where he's it's a sitcom show, and I thought it was The Middle, and then I watched The Middle, and I'm like, he's not on this show. What the fuck show is he on?
Yeah, I can't think of any... I don't like a lot of sitcoms.
I don't either. Everybody Turn Him On Loves and Have Raymond Him Play. But... is one of those, kind of the last true sitcom, in my opinion.
The Parents. That was it.
The Parents, I think Frank and...
What was that guy's name that played the monster in Young Frankenstein? That's dead now.
Falk.
So funny.
Peter Falk.
Was it Peter Falk? He was great.
Peter Falk
was Columbo.
No. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're right.
No, I see his name every day.
God damn it.
All right.
Not Peter Falk.
But Doris Roberts and...
Peter something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hurry, same Ron. Generation, too. Oh, so it's not
Brother
like you're
Ron,
fucking
hurry.
Not in the right area.
Peter Boyle.
He's
great.
He's really good in it. And there's some real good, scenes where he gets to kind of, chew it, because... Basically, we'll throw that on at night, and then we'll fall asleep to it. So then I'm like, I hear Everybody Loves Raymond through the night. It's not Ray Romano's stuff or Brad Garrett's stuff necessarily, but it's the dynamic between the parents and even, the wife.
Yeah.
Like, some of the stuff that you see there is like, oh, that reminds me of, like, some of the dynamic between watching, like, some of the stuff between my mom and my dad's mom growing up. And so
it was as popular as it was for a reason. It's very well written. I just don't enjoy it.
And I don't like, and stuff Phil Rosenthal, who's like the, it's based around Romano's comedy and stuff, but Rosenthal's kind of like the creator, like Chuck Lorre was the creator of Big Bang Theory.
He's the showrunner.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I don't like that Feed Phil show. I don't like Phil Rosenthal in it. He bothers me. He gets under my skin somehow. But whatever, for whatever reason, he did good with this show.
Yeah, because he probably was because he wasn't on camera.
Right. Yeah, he should stay off camera.
Some people are like that.
What were anybody like the Big Bang Theory? I watched it when it was like on for a handful of seasons, and then by the time it got to like midway through, I was like, I'm tired.
I don't hate it.
It's not,
but I don't.
The writing's not terrible.
I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it. Right. But if it's on, I'm not like, oh, fucking Big Bang Theory. Oh, fuck. They pick on nerds and they try and make it look like they're trying to make nerds popular. Right.
Fucking hate that argument.
Stop it.
It's stupid. I just don't think it's that funny, personally.
But The Good Place, that's a good sitcom.
The Good Place
that's
is great.
Maybe a perfect sitcom.
So I think The Big Bang Theory is the biggest.
But it's not a traditional sitcom. It's
that's true.
Yeah, that's very true.
I think Big Bang Theory is fucking trash. I don't think they pick on nerds, but I also think the show is written by people like Chuck Lorre who have never met a nerd in their life, and then they're like, these guys are going to be nerds in the show, and then they're like, what are nerds like? The Flash and Star Trek and World of Warcraft.
And then they
try shoehorning in like these like pop culture references from like nerd culture. Yep. But if you like anything nerdy at all and you watch the show, you're like, that's stupid.
It's like the exact opposite.
We don't talk
of community.
Like that. Community is so smart because, well, I mean, for one thing, Dan Harmon is an actual nerd. So it's easier to work that
he
in.
Understands it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, That was my problem with Big Bang Theory. It was like written for
awkward fucking nerds.
Yeah. And it's written for our parents who don't know nerd culture, but when they look at us, they go, "Yeah, that's what they're all like."
It's a really gross generalization of.
And
nerd
these
culture.
Guys are all supposed to be like the tip top of being smart,
and it's not.
And they're not. Like none of them are. You get what's his name fucking doing equations or something, and you think that he's got a whiteboard in his living room that he's this fucking genius, but all of them are like pieces of shit.
My biggest gripe about it outside of it not being funny is I don't like any of the cast. Like any of them at all. That kid that was in Roseanne, Jim Parsons, the guy that everybody told me that I look like, Wallowitz or whatever. I have a big nose, so everybody tells me I look like, seriously, you have no idea. And I'm like, fuck you. I have a big nose. That is
somebody told you that at a party.
I've had lots of people tell me that, actually. Yeah, I don't understand it because I don't think we look alike at all. Aside from the fact that we're both nerdy and we both have big noses.
What's a shame is that the guy that plays Wallowitz is actually a really funny improvisational comedian and it has done really good stuff.
Does great Nicolas Cage impression.
Oh, yeah. No shit.
He's actually a really good improv guy, and he's like he was on Reno 911 a bunch of times, as a different character, and like, he's done a lot of funny like bit part stuff where he gets to like be free with the character. But then he like, it's like he got that money to be on that show, so it was like,
I don't hold that against any of them.
The amount of money that they make,
I just feel bad.
Make that money. Sure. Those guys are paid.
Anything network TV does. If I could get paid what they did to be an asshole on television,
I'd just
walk in and be like, okay.
I just feel bad for him because he probably wanted to do something more like, I mean, realistically, he probably wanted to do something more like Community
more subversive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a chance to do something real there, and they didn't do it.
My mom went through a kick of watching that. They play reruns of it constantly on TBS, like literally all fucking day long. And she went through a kick of watching it for quite a while, and that was far and away my biggest exposure to the show. And
same here.
Like I said, my biggest thing was there was so much of it that even when it was stuff that I understood and it was relatable, like making jokes about Star Trek or making jokes about comic books or stuff like that, it just wasn't funny. Mm.
So
the punchlines don't land. I don't know.
So in the format of those two shows, Big Bang Theory and Two and a Half Men, Two and a Half Men has no nerd culture stuff in it whatsoever. Two and a Half Men works, though. Like, I don't think Two and a Half Men is a good show by any stretch of the imagination. But the first, like, eight seasons of Two and a Half Men has a lot of really funny, really good parts in it. Because they're not trying to work in, like, this nerd culture garbage.
They're
in
not
it.
Pandering.
Right.
Instead, they're not trying to be anything but a sitcom.
Yeah,
because
instead,
that's what it is.
Chuck Lorre had gold. He's like, oh man, this is Charlie Sheen. He's a fucking crazy bastard. He's a womanizer. He's a crazy guy. We're gonna make a show based on this character
for 20 minutes.
Right. Like, we're gonna do this show.
Yeah.
And then they took that show, and then they're like, man, Charlie Sheen has really good timing. Fuck. And then they're like, man, John Cryer would be a great opposite of this because, and he was.
They were right about that.
And it fucking worked. Yeah, and it worked. And they're like, man, let's get this kid in here who has really great delivery. And then, like, for the first, like, five to seven seasons of, like, Two and a Half Men, it's not a brilliant show by any stretch of the imagination. It really isn't. But it fucking worked. And CBS loved it, and their audience loved it. And it just worked. But then they, like, did Big Bang Theory, and all the older people that were still watching Two and a Half Men are like, oh, I really like Big Bang Theory. This is how young people are. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, but they're not. And then young people are
like Charlie Sheen is like how people are. There aren't a lot of people like that.
Right.
Yeah. You're not, and to think that you're shooting for an audience, but that those aren't real people. There aren't really people like Sheldon. There's probably four of them on the planet.
Right.
And two of them are in India and,
like,
one of them is in China.
Hollywood understands people, like, in general.
Right.
And they try and they're like, oh, we're getting in touch with these people. Like, no, you've got the people sense that my fucking grandma has.
Oh, and they're these goofy, like, guys, and they live next door to such a pretty girl, and da 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 da, and they don't know how to talk to her because she's pretty. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck you.
By the way, she has some of the worst joke delivery.
She is not an actress.
She's not funny.
She is on there because she has fake tits.
I was watching the show. Yep. I've actually watched a ton of the show, and all of her delivery is like this. She says her joke in it, and then she's just like,
Melissa Rauch, sweetie,
runs circles around her.
Oh yeah,
like genuinely.
Which one's that? Is that the blonde?
The squeaky voice one.
Oh yeah,
the one that married Wallowitz.
She's actually got good delivery.
I saw her on Letterman once.
She's a fine actress.
She is fantastic.
Fine.
She's great.
That woman has talent. And now she doesn't have to work.
She runs circles around the girl that, whatever, Penny, is that her name is on the show? Yeah, she's way more talented.
Well, that's why you'll never see Penny in another show ever again.
She and Blossom didn't have as high a salaries because they came in late.
That chick from Blossom can...
I don't like her at all. I don't care that she's a neurosurgeon or whatever the fuck.
No, she's so vocally outspoken about the weirdest backward shit.
Yeah.
She's fucking weird.
Oh, yeah. She's... Yeah.
Nah, fuck that one.
Hard pass.
Yeah.
Myambiolic.
Yeah.
And she's unattractive. I don't care what anybody says. Like, oh, everybody's beautiful. She's not beautiful.
If you like noses...
Yeah, I can drop by the store for some CD batteries.
That was really clever, Jenny. Well played.
Good show note.
Well played.
Not even paying attention. Just said, honey, do.
That's how you get your man's attention
pretty good.
Right there.
Ouch.
Two and a Half Men, or Big Bang Theory sucks ass.
Yeah.
Agreed. Wholeheartedly.
I mean, I've watched enough of the shows because it's on at fucking every network.
Yeah. It's always on. It's like, what was the one that used to be like that all the time? Oh. One of those shows that... the last one that was on all the time. Frasier used to be on all the time.
Yep.
Golden Girls is on every night. Like, and now Big Bang Theory's on... It's on, like, TBS. I think it's on USA.
It's on Fox still.
You can find it.
Like, the Laugh Pack or whatever, like, right after work.
Ugh. No, thank you.
Cheers can be fun to jump back into every once in a while.
Yeah.
It can.
Cheers was a good one. And I love Frasier. Frasier is one of the best sitcoms of all time.
She said she might be out of breath when you get home.
She on oxygen?
I don't know. I don't know what she needs C batteries for.
Uh-oh. Interesting.
Sorry.
It's a fucking mystery.
Apparently, I'm supposed to give a shout out. If you want to watch an 11-year-old kid stream Fortnite, check out the YouTube channel Fresh Camo.
Fresh Camo.
I asked Matthew, I was like, do you want me to say anything to anybody on YouTube? And he goes, yeah, you should plug Hayden's channel. So, okay. There we go, Hayden.
Oh, it's not even his channel?
No, it's his friend.
Oh.
Love you, Hayden. You're amazing.
That's cute.
Right on, dude.
Keep kicking ass, kid.
Oh, it's a new pool. That's what Jenny says.
New pool.
Oh,
she's blowing up a fucking...
For the air pump.
She's blowing up.
Just be out of breath. We don't need C batteries for...
Yeah, toughen up.
Toughen up. It's good for that collapsed part of your lung.
You better get some C batteries.
And something, like some flowers.
That's pretty funny.
Get some flowers.
Now I'm just imagining you're just...
Right.
If you didn't have the vid before.
I'm totally just going to do this, but whatever. Speaking of blowing things up, my daughter, 4 years old, has a new thing. I don't know where she learned it. I have no fucking idea where it came from. She walked up to me on Saturday this weekend, and she hunkers down like in the most crouched position that she can do. And she goes, Daddy, blow up the Annabelle balloon. And I was like, okay. So I lean behind her, and I do the... pretending to blow her up, and she slowly stands up the whole time that I'm doing it. And then as soon as I get done, she just sprints across the room, waving her arms over her head, going she's a balloon. Yeah, it was...
How old are your daughter?
Great. Four.
Four? That's fun.
Yeah,
that's
I don't know fantastic. Where it came from, but yeah, blowing things up made me think of it.
Daycare, it's I bought her a cute. Movie.
So. No, she's not in daycare.
No.
I'm fortunate that way, but eventually she will be. Either that or school, but...
Yeah, maybe.
She's four. She'll go to kindergarten next year. That's right. I mean, unless we're all still
if they're
asking up.
Is kindergarten.
Washington or Idaho?
Washington.
She might not be in school.
Yeah.
Ever. Ever again.
Yeah.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
All right, so that's been our show this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. I'm going to hand it off to Brother Ron. For our closing plugs, thanks again.
If you want to see more of the Time Spent Poorly program, we would love to see you. Come check us out at timespentpoorly.com/fun.tspn.fun or find us on Patreon at patreon.com/timespentpoorly.
That's if you want to give us some bucks.
If you feel like supporting us for all the nonsense shit that we talk about, find us on youtube.com/timespentpoorly as well, facebook.com/timespentpoorlynetwork, and Instagram on Network. That handsome devil is TSPN Media on Twitter. Handsome devil is Derek on TSPN on Twitter.
Hang loose, brah.
That handsome brother of mine is Hudson Magruder on Twitter. And I don't have a Twitter because fuck that shit. It's a cesspool of bullshit.
That All is. Right. What a mess.
Thanks so much for listening. We'll catch you next time. We'll be back. We've got lots of good stuff coming up in these future episodes. So thanks again.
Later.